If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Getting closer and closer to the draft, and I'll only bring it up because we've talked it out, but I'll bring it up if there's something new that is out there, and I believe that we have a smokescreen spot here.
This is
what I believe is a smokescreen spot. And that is the New York Giants bringing in Shedeur Sanders for a private workout again. Now, they had a private workout with him in Colorado. Now, they're going to bring him here for a private workout again. So,
is it here or are they doing it in Colorado?
So they're going back out to Colorado for another private workout.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not as bad wasting his time. It's more wasting the Giants' time, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. So there could be a couple of reasons why this is happening.
Okay.
All right. So my first thought is, okay, camouflage spot. You like to use that word. You like to...
Smokescreen spot,
whatever. And if that is the case, then I hate the Giants are doing this to this young man. If they're not going to take him, don't be playing games with the guy.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I think that sucks in this process, because these guys... they still are human beings, regardless of what position they play, regardless of what their last name is, and regardless of how much nil money they made. The dream is to become an NFL player, and you don't want to be sitting there on NFL draft day being disappointed. And I hope that this is not a smokescreen. But the other reason why they may be doing this is maybe they have a trade offer for the number three spot, that if a certain player is there at number three, maybe they have a trade offer on their table right now that would be too good to turn up or turn down, I should say.
Yeah.
And maybe they're thinking that they may trade down to seven, they may trade down to eight, and they may get something so good back that the best player at that position for them would be Shedeur Sanders.
All right, I'll give you another one, that he is dropping so much, maybe into the 20s, and the Steelers are at 21, and then maybe they pass at him, and the Giants are like, well, hell, if we can get Abdul Carter and Shedeur Sanders, maybe we could trade up back into the first round, get both of them in the first round, as opposed to maybe some of the other stuff we heard about, you know, Abdul Carter and then Jaxson Dart, or Abdul Carter and Jalen Milroe, which is the one that I'm looking for now. Maybe it's that, where they're seeing him drop and hearing him drop, and they're like, hell, I mean, we like him. We just don't like him enough at number three. We can get him. We could trade back in to 23 or something. Then, hell, we'll take him there.
Yeah, I mean, that's another possibility as well. So I think we discussed three different things here that the Giants could be going through, and they just want to make sure that they leave no stone unturned in regards to evaluating this quarterback. So, you know, they're not taking him at number three.
I don't think so either. I really don't at this point. I mean, and you know, all of this is nonsense, silly season, smokescreen spot. We all know that. But I just, Abdul Carter, I don't think he has posted a picture of anything other than Lawrence Taylor and saying once a Giant, always a Giant. Like, I don't think he's doing that with all these other teams. It feels to me that that's where he wants to go, and feels like that's where he's going to go at number three. So, I mean, if they end up passing on Carter when he's there, That would be a shame at this point if they absolutely love him that much and convince him that he's going there. So I think this maybe has more to do with Shador dropping severely and them coming back in, or they're just seeing if someone's going to go crazy for Shador and give up a haul that allows them to trade down and still get a player that they really like.
Or somebody wants to give up a haul for Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sure Joe Shane has been on the phones. This is part of their... This is what these GMs live for. This is really what it comes down to. The free agency stuff is a little bit easier because you know what the player can do. You've seen him on an NFL football field, and you know how much money he's worth. This is really where these GMs make their money. As I said, we've often talked about Howie Roseman.
Yeah. One of the best.
Yeah, you got to figure out whether or not these kids fit the culture that you're trying to create. And somebody that's going to be a difference maker, especially for the Giants, immediately. That's why a quarterback, you know, at number three doesn't make any sense for them.
Yeah, I'm getting some like Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts vibes from Jalen Milroe at this point, where we look back and say, wow, I mean, that was the best quarterback in the class, or wow, look at all these teams that passed on that guy as Lamar Jackson was taken 32 overall and Jalen Hurts was taken in the second round. Now, I know Milroe's got a lot of flaws, and Boomer and I both sat here. It was one Monday after we saw him in a big game, and both said the same thing. I'm not going to deny that. Looked like he needed another year in college. Did not look like he was ready to come out, but he is coming out, and when you see him at his best, it's more mesmerizing than any other quarterback prospect in the draft. It's just that he doesn't do it consistently enough, and there's a lot of mistakes, and he regressed from 2 years ago to last year. But if you're going to tell me that he's sitting for the entire year and his ass doesn't see the field once, then I like it even better. To me, now I have shifted because I don't believe the two things I would be thrilled if the Giants did would be draft Abdul Carter at three if they really love him, and then trade back in to get Shador if he drops, or trade back in and get Jalen Milroe, or take him in the second round. That is now, I am now subscribing to that theory, and I think that it would be a home run for those guys, and we'll see how it works out.
All I know is that when you look at Jalen Milroe from a physical standpoint, you know, he's about 6'2", and he is almost 220 pounds. I mean, so he has got he's right in the sweet spot for body style for an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the lower body. He's got the quicks. He runs the ball exceptionally well. He had 20 touchdowns on the ground this year. And, you know, he only had 16 touchdown passes. But over the last 2 years, I think he's ran the ball, you know, over 300 times. And he's passed the ball probably close to 600 times, if not more. So he is your quintessential dual threat quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he's Lamar Jackson with not having that Heisman-like senior year. I mean, that's what he's like, and he's thicker than Lamar, too.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the kind of guy, you know, with just the physical attributes, okay?
Yeah.
Look at him. Phil Simms goes, that guy, he's thick.
Yeah.
He's QB thick.
QB thick.
And he loves QB thickness.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, Anthony Richardson was another one of these guys that was just...
I mean, look at this kid.
Yeah, I know. This is why I'm in on him now. Now, I mean, I get a little bit scared of the Richardson stuff, but Richardson didn't... I mean, I think Jalen Milroe looked a hell of a lot better in games in college than Anthony Richardson did. And Richardson came into the combine, and we called it at the time, so this guy's going to be a combine hero. He shoots up the draft board, and I can understand why people fell in love with his abilities.
And then he taps himself out on a football field because he just has no idea.
Plus, they started him early, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because the owner.
Yeah, so
the owner's a lunatic, and, you know, you got to tell the owner, look, let us handle the football stuff. You just be the billionaire owner. We'll take care of this. But, you know, that is such a screwed-up situation out there because of the owner's always got his hands in things.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite frankly, that kid should have never played from the beginning. He should have sat for a year, just like the Kansas City model, and just let him learn. I mean, he tapped himself out of a game.
Mm.
I have never seen a quarterback do that. It's something that quarterbacks don't do. Yeah. Quarterbacks basically fight through injury. Quarterbacks stay on the field. Quarterbacks got to be the leader. I don't care how tired you are. I don't care how beat up you are. If you can't get up and you cannot play, that's one thing. But you don't tap out because you're out of breath. You're not a wide receiver. You're not a running back who just took a nasty hit. You're tapping yourself out because, you know, you know that you're not all there right now. You just don't do that.
Yeah, well, that's why I want, if you're going to draft Jalen Milroe, you got these other guys that are on the roster that are capable of starting the games. Even if there's an injury, you got a couple of backup options. He would not start in that first year.
Would you have a package for him?
No, I told you this. I wouldn't want to have a package for him because then you're taking away a roster spot from someone that plays special teams. And then also, you'd have to have him as the backup quarterback. And I don't want that because I don't want him to play if the guy goes down. So, no, I would not have a package for him.
Well, you would think that Brian Daboll would have a pipeline down to Alabama, even though Nick Saban's not there.
Yeah.
You know, he spent a lot of time there. He knows the school. He knows the players that go to school there. He knows exactly what type of player Jalen Milroe is. I don't know if he fits everything that he would want, but, you know, he wanted Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, now Jaden Daniels, different player. I mean, he's not as thick. He does run, but he runs in a more careful way. I think that Jaden Daniels is just, he's more heady on the football field. I think he's someone who reads defenses exceptionally well for the how young he was. I mean, he was just finding guys wide open. He just knew the offense from the jump in week one. So I think Jaden Daniels is way far ahead of Milroe. But it's just, I'm getting this feeling now when we look back at this draft and be like, oh, all we heard about was Cam Ward, Shador Sanders, Cam Ward. Look, Jalen Milroe is the best out of the group. Look at what he's doing. He's Lamar Jackson 2.0. You know,
it all depends on where he goes, man. Yeah. I mean, like if somebody tells you that he's Lamar Jackson 2.0, Lamar took over for Joe Flacco in the middle of the season, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think it was his first season. Yeah, and then you went from boring to exciting.
Yes,
just like that, changed that whole franchise around.
It did.
I mean, which is something that the Giants need.
They desperately need. Yes.
So, yeah, but it wouldn't happen this year, and I don't want it to happen this year. I'm clear about that. And this is why I don't even dress the kid, because I don't even want the fans to be screaming about it if they're having a tough year. It is non-negotiable. The guy does not play.